This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Vaccine or no vaccine, if you're going to get the disease, you will get it. Vaccine or no vaccine, if you're going to pass away, you're going to pass away. Medication or no medication, if death is written against you, nothing will stop it. But you have to take your own precautions based on your own understanding of things, based on your own level, be it medication that you consider herbal, or it might be pharmaceutical, or it might be otherwise. Based on all of that, you have to make a decision, and you are responsible in the eyes of Allah to take a few precautions. This afternoon after Jum'ah, I sat with a few of my brothers for lunch, and I told them, brothers, let's be slightly responsible. We will actually either, you know, shake, we verbally say assalamu alaikum, alaikum assalam, but you can touch the hand or you can have the arm, whatever else. For now, I'm not going to shake the hand. And you know, they were good, but I'm thinking in the back of my mind that, you know, there are Muslims who say, no, it's haram. You have to shake hands and you have to hug, and that's a sunnah, and you must, you know, eating that which is prohibited in order to save your life can become permissible under certain circumstances. So to abstain from something that is not farad, but it's a sunnah, at a certain time when there is a proof and evidence that shows that you know it could be a means of spreading this virus. People say, you're a disbeliever, you don't believe in the sunnah. I believe fully in the sunnah. But you don't know the Sharia, or you haven't thought about it, or your emotions are driving you to say other things. Your emotions are driving you to say other things. Take it easy. Relax.